There's a lot of former Midwesterners in Alaska. I'm among them. And if you lived in Minnesota or Wisconsin in the 1970s and got your news from KSTP in Minneapolis, then Barry Zavan, the weatherman, was a celebrity you knew. Celebrity might seem like a weird way to describe a guy who told you whether you'd need an umbrella or sunscreen, but his mix of theatrics and famous guests made him a household name. He spent time in Alaska serving in the Air Force at Elmendorf in 1955 and covered the Iditarod for ESPN in the 80s. He's written a book, and his Alaska adventures are part of an incredible career. He used his quirky mix of meteorology and movie stars when he auditioned for a job at KSTP.
I decided to send the goofiest tape I could find. Red Fox and Juliet Prowse were guests on my weather show on this particular tape. Anyway, I sent that, and one where I was throwing a pie in the face of the sportscaster. A week and a half later, I got a call from KSTP-TV, the then NBC affiliate, now ABC, and said, "We want to talk to you." So that's literally how I wound up here.
Let's talk for a moment, Mr. Zavan, about your Alaska connections. You know or knew two of Alaska's former governors, Wally Hickel and Tony Knowles. Tell us about how you knew these folks.
Well, Wally I met in D.C. when I was on the air in Washington, D.C., and he had been with the Nixon administration, and just got to know him through him being in the studio. And he was a terrific personality, and as every Alaskan knows, he was one heck of a governor, in my opinion, just full of personality himself. But Tony Knowles, one of the fun stories, actually I think it's in the book, is I was sent by Channel 11 here, for whom I work. Anyway, they sent me up to cover the beginning of the Iditarod, not only for them, but for ESPN. So whatever year that would have been, 84, 85, I had remembered after my Elmendorf days that you got 10 minutes of daylight every day from December 22nd on. But that particular year, there was almost no snow in Anchorage on 4th Avenue. And Tony Knowles, then mayor of Anchorage, made fun with me. And he said, "You know, Barry," he said, "it's 40 degrees warmer here than it is in Minneapolis today."
Your book is out now, Barry Zavan, My Life Among the Giants, a memoir. What do you want people to take away from it in reading your story?
Well, what they see in maybe a personality they see on television all the time, there's a lot more to their lives than just what they see. And this particular life has been too much. I was going to entitle the book Too Much Life because it has touched every base. As one person said, "You've done everything except being arrested and going to jail." And that's true. Those are the only two things probably I've ever had happen to me in my life.
Barry Zavan's book, My Life Among the Giants, about his celebrity weatherman career, is available now. Links are at our website, alaskapublic.org.